Hey everybody, welcome to Late Horror Show! Red Rum, episode 9.
Is it 9?
It is episode 9.
9th yes. Episode.
We were going to do a commentary, but I'm sticking with the Red Rum. They're very popular on iTunes, so I'm going to keep the same format going here for this.
I heard we're the number one horror show on iTunes.
Yeah, something like that.
Number one, this day, this time slot. So
we've been saying that since first podcast.
I figure if you say it enough, people will believe it.
Hey, but we're going to go with, this week we're going Child's Play 2, 1990.
How did we decide on this? We don't usually do sequels.
What's that?
We don't usually touch on the sequels too often.
We?
Once in a while.
We don't. Well, I'm trying to get through these shows,
these
franchises.
Oh,
so I'm trying to get.
You never saw
through.
Chucky 2?
Well, no, not that we haven't covered all of the movies. So I mean, there's some of them, like Child's Play, since
I've seen all the Child's Play movies.
Relevant, yeah. Well,
it is relevant.
Then I'm interested in what you have to say. I'm trying to look on my iPad to see our stream live, so I can check you guys out.
Oh,
in the chat.
Pardon me, I worked all day.
Let me let me look for it real quick here.
All right, look at all the people banging on the gates to get in. No ticket, no get in.
But Child's Play, part
Child's
2.
Child's Play 2. What is this, 1990?
1990.
Wow, we're not even in the 80s anymore.
No, we're not. Yeah, definitely not.
It was the number one highest grossing movie of 1990?
It was, huh?
Oh, yeah. It beat out Home Alone and Dances with Wolves and all them movies. Highest grossing movie.
So, where's the freaking chat?
There we are. Look, I'm on TV.
We're live, people, but I'm trying to get. God damn it, YouTube. Ugh. Sorry, we haven't gone live in a long time.
Maybe we need to give him 5 minutes.
I'm trying to look for where our live stream is. I'm not by the computer. Oh, you know what? If I switch this, switch my account. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to check and make sure I get a hold of you guys in the chat. I'll switch this and see if we're live on another channel. There we are. There we go. So I'll be commenting as the Dino and Ted show. Hey, Ben Grimm. Hey. Jenny, what's going on? We got a whopping 8 people here. So,
all right.
Queenie, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, that's nice.
Much love to all you guys. Thank you. Haith, I know you guys love 1 and 2.
Oh, I like them all. Really. Even the worst ones, I like them all.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, we just watched Child's Play 2, okay? Oh, John Kyle Stanton. Thank you very much, man. It says, hey. I watch it. What does that say, Ted?
I watched your 70s, 80s TV show vid, and you talked about the special episodes of Different Strokes, and forgot about the one with Nancy Reagan. How could you?
Oh, jeez!
Like, just say no
that's
to drugs.
That's right, Nancy Reagan. Right? Holy crap. Oh, thank you so much, John Kyle Stanton. He's a big supporter for all the channels around here. This guy's awesome. But anyways, Child's Play 2. You know what?
Have you seen it before?
Yes. All right. But it was a while since I've seen it, and I am revisiting the ones. I still, if I'm going to pick my top three, it's still Bride of Chucky is my number one pick. Child's Play, the original series.
The original movie.
I'm half drunk, guys.
Oh, yeah. You had a refreshing Zima before the show started.
but I would put the first Child's Play in my second spot.
Yeah.
And this one probably would make my third.
I like them.
So,
you know what it is, though? I mean, you guys know me. I like Full Moon, and so I just like little dolls running around killing people.
No, there's nothing wrong with dolls
going
around.
I like little
people.
Puppets that run around and cause trouble.
Yeah. Me too. But you know what? This has got, of course, Alex Vincent comes back to play Andy Barkley.
Yeah. I read two. One says this takes place a year later, and one says it takes place 2 years later. To me, it almost feels like it just takes place, like, not that long later.
Well, yeah, like.
Like maybe weeks later.
Right, weeks later. Because he's in a foster home.
Right.
Who is played by, Grace
Zabriskie.
Grace
Laura Palmer's mom.
Laura Palmer's mom, and she also played George Costanza's Susan.
Mother-in-law.
His fiance's mother, his mother-in-law in the show. And, she was always drunk and everything.
Or would have been his mother-in-law, right? They never
got married. Right, right, right. But let's see, Bambi. Yeah,
she would have just been starting. Welcome to Twin the show. Peaks at that time too.
Bronco Juggalo Talks Movies. How you doing? What is up, Dino? How you, Ted?
Hey.
Wow, Jenny from an American Werewolf in London is the Child's Play who plays Andy's foster parent.
Yeah.
And Kyle, a boy's name, is played by Christine Elise
from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes.
She's Brandon Walsh's. Wrong girl from the wrong side of the tracks.
I thought for a split second when I seen her again, I said, that's Watts from Some Kind of Wonderful.
No, it's not Watts.
But no, Watts is a much. I had a crush on Watts in Some Kind of Wonderful. But she looks very similar and stuff. But
yeah, she is.
And who else is in this?
But wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Speaking of her, Kyle's character.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the most latest Chucky, did you? The Cult of Chucky.
I have not seen the latest one.
Well, it's on Netflix.
No.
It's got big ideas in that movie.
Okay.
But in the post credit scene,
yeah.
Kyle's character returns. So yeah, everybody's
really
to torture Chucky's. Head.
Okay.
But so everyone's kind of hoping maybe her character will show up in this new TV series, you know, and that it'll build on these ideas that were started in Curse and Cult of Chucky. So
yeah. We'll talk about all the new stuff at the end of this once we get through this.
What's his name? Garrett Graham is the stepfather.
Yeah, Garrett Graham.
Beef
plays Phil Simpson.
Beef from Phantom of the Paradise.
Beef from Phantom of the Paradise.
Beef.
Also. From Chud to Bud to Chud.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no, not that one. Don't talk about
it's
that
not
one.
That movie again.
Ted, come on,
it
man.
It was no good. The first one was no good.
Oh, it was great. It was cheesy, funny kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
Which leads into Child's Play 2, okay? And my thoughts on this movie. Didn't Chucky's face just look a little too like he had a little bit too much CoverGirl makeup on him?
Well, they redid him. They remade him.
The same color there.
It's a brand new doll.
Right.
Because remember, they scraped all the old plastic off and redid it at the beginning and put the new eyes in. And so it's a new skin. It's the same innards, but a new skin.
Well, I thought that was odd. Why would they even do that?
Because then the movie would have sucked.
The millions of dollars that they have, though, why bring that, you know, busted up?
I think the
old,
idea was to completely take it apart, see if there
especially
was
with the storyline. The storyline, it was in the papers and everything else.
Well,
the
they needed
news.
To make sure that there was no actual reason that this doll did the things that this kid, I mean, especially
they wanted to prove
this
that it wasn't
mother's.
Possessed.
Well, they wanted
evil.
To prove that there was nothing wrong on their part.
Yeah.
Of course, and then it looked like nothing was wrong on their part until the guy who's putting the eyes in gets electrocuted.
Hey, Victoria Beckham is in the chat.
Look at all these people we got now.
Nice
look
to
at
see
this.
You in the chat. Yeah.
We're a huge show. We're huge.
Yeah, if you'd say so. I still don't understand that really fully. I don't understand why they took that
Well, I mean, you're
doll.
Trying to understand how a doll gets possessed by the soul of a man anyway. So.
And you don't think that you know, they would have taken a hit in the stock? You know, there's
they were. That's why they had to do this. And then when the doll came back A-OK, or on paper A-OK, you know, the shareholders were going to be happy. And
I give the movie, again, I like it. I'd put it at number 3 probably on my list.
5 out of 5 stars.
But, 3.
Oh, it's fun.
I'd say
Come
3
on.
Out of 5. No.
It starts the little bit of comedy.
You
get a little bit of the kooky. It's not just straight up scary. You know, not that any of them are scary, but.
Well, Chucky goes bombastic with his attitude and his, I mean, he's got so many one-liners. He's got, he's like. Pissed off, screaming like crazy.
He's pissed off.
I mean, the dude's. I mean, he wants a soul, man.
Well, he's
he wants
got
a
reason,
soul in that
man.
Body.
He's
you
been
know, and
that
Andy.
Doll too long.
And why can't he do this to someone else? Why is he picking on Andy?
I don't know. You're supposed to do it to the person you first told your secret to.
That's right.
I don't understand all that voodoo shit. I'm not from Haiti.
You don't know all that voodoo shit.
I don't understand.
Michael Long, what's up, brother? Nice to have you in the chat. We're just talking Child's Play 2 here, and Again, if you're listening on iTunes,
the puppet work is
come on over to YouTube. You know, check us out there. But what?
The puppet work, the puppetry was fantastic. Better than the first film.
The robotics and so
the facial expressions.
You think better than the first one?
Not that the movie is better. I think the puppet work
has
improved.
They had a little person in kind of the
right,
and I like that.
And
I like that.
No, I just think the puppet was more articulate. The animatronics were better.
Yeah.
You
trying to air those out, Ted?
Yeah, man. I didn't put on no
holy
extra deodorant.
Shit. What the hell are you doing? No, I'm joking. But yeah, no. The
facial expressions were kind of fun.
I think all of the kills were hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, the teacher when she goes running into...
Oh, that was the teacher. That was the same kooky-ass teacher from Donnie Darko.
That's what... Yeah. Donnie Darko teacher. Yeah,
the one
that's
that
right.
Could never believe that Patrick Swayze was a chomo.
Oh, God.
Not that Patrick Swayze was a chomo. His character was a chomo.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But yeah, when she went in there... First of all, the poor Andy. I mean... You know, the Dow's, I mean, he's getting blamed for everything. And, basically, he's in a foster home until his mother gets well.
It's out of the loony bin, eh?
Gets better. Yeah, Bill and Ted, man, they're coming back.
Yeah, some strange brew, man.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the loony bin, eh?
But, yeah, she
Hoser, you're going to the loony bin.
In the meantime, he's going to bounce around from foster home to foster home.
Yeah.
Poor kid. And he's got to put up with people like this. Well, I mean, they seem like nice folks.
They are. The dad doesn't really seem to give a
toss. The Simpsons, you know.
Well, you can really read into that family. Obviously, you know, it's a husband and wife that can't have kids.
Yeah.
So the mother just wants to foster all these troubled youths, and the dad's just going along with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he even says, I'll get used to him. They're like, oh, thanks.
Well, yeah, because he
and knowing his
constantly,
history,
you know,
okay,
temporarily
I can
have these foster children in there.
Yeah.
But go ahead, yeah.
I was going to say, I can understand when Andy first goes in his room, and then there's the good guy doll that falls on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he freaks a little bit.
Yeah.
So I can understand that. They just found out,
right.
You know, this is the stuff that was going down.
Right.
But then why didn't they just take that doll and just get rid of it? No, they set it downstairs. They put it in a basement. I mean, just get rid of it. Throw it away. Get it out of the house for the poor kid.
Eventually, Kyle, the girl... throws it away.
The dad just takes it, puts it down, and sits it down at the bottom of the steps for the kid to walk right by every day. I mean, come on.
No, it's yeah.
No care at
so
all for his psychological well-being.
It's mental abuse, yeah. I'd
it is.
So. Yeah.
Beef did mental abuse.
Did they, Beef. You mean Bud the Chud.
Bud the Chud.
Come on.
I'll take Beef.
Beef. No, I take him too. Phantom of the Paradise, man. Hey, Cecil, what is up, my friend? The horror show here.
Yeah.
So the summation of this Child's Play.
We're summing it up already? We just started.
Okay, then go on, continue.
Oh, I got nothing to say.
You got nothing to say?
No, yet? Just, did you have a favorite kill in the movie?
I like to, well, I'll jump to the end where they destroy Chucky.
You like that. I like when he canes that teacher with the yardstick.
You know what? I have to say this.
I'm talking about the animatronics when it looks like he's walking towards her.
There was that was cool. That was cool. The robotics and stuff. But there were all of the kills. There were a lot of scenes that were very. They were hilarious.
Well, yeah. I mean, this one puts a little bit of the humor in it.
Yeah, I mean, even when Andy like runs out of the. Where did he run out to and get into the? Was it the factory? And he gets into the back of the truck. I'm trying to think again.
That's when he from the house or whatever.
From the house
or school or something. I don't know. I just watched it yesterday.
Well, he jumps in the back of the truck. Okay, it's a good guy's truck.
Chucky makes him.
And you can tell that it's just like the lightest dowel. There's no weight to it, and it's bouncing.
That's
like,
all it is.
Like
is
a cabbage patch dowel on his back, bouncing. I mean, I was cracking up. I mean, I was going, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. You know, this little kid, Andy, you know, Alex Vincent, he's got it tied around his back, and he's running down the street toward, you know, and getting in the truck. And, you know, he's got a knife to his, you know, throat, and he's making him do what he's got to do. But it's just, there were scenes like that that were just so funny. It's like, you know, is that the best you can do with that scene?
It's the best anybody can do.
I'm not putting down the film because I love Child's Play 2.
It's a film. It's a film.
Yes, and it should be nominated for an Oscar. Continue on as I check the chat here. Star, what is up? The Mummy and the Monkey, oh yeah! What's up, Janet and James of the Mummy and the Monkey? We got Tiger Man is here. What's up, man? I haven't seen you in a while. We haven't streamed in a while. I got my glasses on. I have to see what you guys are typing.
Too bad you can't see him from the side and see all the...
Spoiler alert, says Ben Grimm. For some reason, my favorite scene is the tiny little elevator scene.
The tiny...
Tiny little elevator scene. Where was that at? Where was the tiny little elevator scene in Child's Play 2?
I like the part where he suffocates that douchebag executive.
The douchebag executive.
Yeah, the first kill. The first one he killed.
The asshole who says...
The guy who's trying to buy the vodka.
He
couldn't use his credit card.
Yeah,
I love the guy. Hey, I can't take that. We're cash only. I can't take that credit card.
Asshole. Oh, sorry.
And he squirts it with a squirt gun.
Yes, he does. Oh, right in the face.
Yeah, but then he... And I'm thinking, if you had a bag over your head like that, I would try to suck in some of the plastic and rip it with my teeth.
Yes,
so I can
he does.
Breathe.
Bambi, I love the part where the guy's eyeballs get punctured by the machine in the factory. Yeah, let me say the best part of the movie for me was when they enter the factory where the good guy dolls are made.
Yeah, and you could tell that they were really anticipating a big rush on good guy dolls in there.
Oh, I guess it goes the operation runs 24/7.
I mean, there's
and every doll is. I mean, nobody needs to be there.
2 billion of them.
And nobody needs to be there to make these dolls.
No, it's completely automated.
There's one guy that's sitting in front of a big, you know, all these screens and stuff like that. Are you tired, Ted?
I worked all day.
Sitting on all these screens and stuff like that and just taking care of everything. And when it does screw up, you know, when all the dolls, because, Kyle's there, Andy's there, and it just ensues with him.
Why does
and
Chucky need to do this at the toy factory?
I don't know.
You know, he's got to do. I wish I knew the whole.
It makes for a
ritual,
good
ritual, the voodoo ritual.
It makes for a good scene,
I guess.
You know, with all the dolls in the front.
That's what they needed. They needed
like the first, but, you know, inside the store, and he's doing that, you know, voodoo scene and stuff like that. But sorry, guys.
Oh, I remember when Chucky buried the other doll.
Oh, yeah.
And then she finds it. I like that.
At the foster home, they have another doll that plays into the movie later on. It's called, Hi, I'm Tommy.
Hi-ho.
Because they all got, you know, different names.
Chucky Bears.
Which is going to be interesting.
Chucky beats the hell out of it.
He beats the shit out of it. Yes, he beats it up. And which is going to be interesting with the new remake that's coming out.
Why?
How they're going to, is this going to be an army of Chucky's, or they're all, you know, I mean, you wonder how it's going to be.
I just prefer the OG. I don't know.
And how is he going to get his name?
I think
Chucky?
Most people kind of agree that.
Well, I mean,
franchise, you know, that's let it be its own thing.
I'll wait and
if
see.
If they
how
want
they,
to make this
hey,
movie, let them make this movie. But as long as it doesn't mess up,
I'll give it this. I'll wait and see how the movie is when it comes out, and then I'll
all that hate.
Let everybody know. I didn't do no hating. I had fun. But I didn't do no hating. But when they're inside the factory, the whole chasing around and trying to get out and you know, the scenery itself, like the big dolls on the and I don't remember the dolls being that big, do you? I
mean, no, they're
pretty damn big.
Yeah, good size.
But the escalators and all of that shit.
The
it's
conveyor
just like,
belt. I love it. They're trying to desperately climb up the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Chucky gets his hand cut off. I like it. He takes the knife and makes himself a little
sticks
knife
in his
hand.
Arm and looks like he tapes it
it's
with
bitching, man. Just
some wrapping tape or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's like Ash from Evil Dead 2, man, except without the chainsaw.
Star says, Dino, I'm prepping to review the 1978 movie Magic. Well, okay, Star, I can't
wait to
see
that movie.
For some reason, I didn't realize we were discussing part two. Oh, yeah.
We did a commentary on part one, The Dog's Age Ago, and
which
other one did we do? I think we did Seed of Chucky.
We did Bride and we did
Because we
Seed.
Did a whole month, October, we did a whole month of the worst entries.
And Seed was definitely the
in
worst
all the
of
franchises.
The series. So, yeah. That was like
but I
like
that movie.
3 years ago we did that.
But I like that movie.
It's, I don't care. It's funny and cheesy in its own way.
I like the whole Glenn or Glenda thing, and I just hope he's back in the TV show.
I do too.
Let's bring it all back.
Let's do it.
I want the TV show.
But nothing beats Bride of Chucky to this day. I really do say so. I mean, you know.
I dig it. It's got John Ritter. It's got, you know, doll on doll action. I mean, you can't go wrong.
The love scene alone, Bride of Chucky,
is very tender.
It was just amazing. I think when we were doing the commentary, I was saying that. I'm like going, how beautiful this scene
is. It is. It's beautiful. It's, you know, beautiful.
I loved it, man. But overall, man, this movie, I loved it. There was, you know, it was a fun movie. There were things that I thought were hilarious and they done on the cheap. But, I mean, hey, you know. It's for part some reason, two. This is probably
considered like, you know, the bottom of all the favorite franchises, but in a way I kind of like it the best. I mean, you know, there's some that I'm just clearly not a fan of.
Yeah.
And it's just because, you know, I dig the practical effects of the doll and the animatronics, and at least throughout the years they've at least tried to keep it as much practical. You know, the doll's always been a doll. They might have, you know, used a little computers here and there. But I don't know. You know, he's always got a wise-ass comment, and Brad Dourif just does, you know, just a great job with the voice.
Yeah,
and
you can't.
And I'm a fan of his anyway.
Right.
And, you know, just the idea of...
Voice definitely changes in part two from part one.
Little maniacal dolls running around, wreaking havoc. I don't know, it just appeals to me.
Yeah,
so as far as, you know, all the big franchises, you know...
Well, favorite scene in the movie.
My favorite scene in the movie... You know, for some reason, I like the little fight down in the basement when Andy's got the electric knife.
Okay.
And, you know, he was a little tense.
Yeah.
And I like when he's... First of all, I want to know, why do you need an electric knife?
It was easier. My grandparents had an electric knife, and it would go like this. And it would slice through the turkey real nice and fine.
I mean, but, okay, apart from a turkey, what else would you use it for? I mean, are you slicing Wonder Bread with it? You buttering the bread with it?
I suppose you can do whatever you want. And why would you
leave
it out
when you've
got
a disturbed kid living in your house? Let's just leave the electric knife out. I don't. Well, any knives for that matter.
Who thinks the kid's going to go over there and kill you with the blender?
And he's down in the basement, you know, and him and Chucky start going at it. But I like when he opens up the dryer, and he just...
Stabs the clothes in the dryer.
I was like, oh, someone's going to be pissed in the morning when they go and get their shirt.
Well, my favorite scene was when Chucky's demise in this movie. When first of all, he brings Andy to the factory and tries to do the voodoo thing. And once again, the soul's been in this Tao for way too long.
Starting to become human.
Yeah, that the voodoo ritual did not work. And again, I just love the way he acts with that screaming, just going, God damn it, why can't, you know, it's too late again, you son of, you know, and just chasing
him around.
I love
the articulation.
But when they realize that there's that lever and the, I believe it's probably the plastics or whatever that, you know, drips and it's melting somewhat like acid, you know, so acetone, whatever's in the plastic based, you know. Good toys that are children. Andy's smart enough to know, hey, you know, Chucky's right there, and he turns it on, and it just splats him, and it just starts melting on him and burning him down again. And
for good.
Well.
Kills him for good.
Well,
not for, yeah. Or so we thought.
They had to blow him up. That's what they had to do. So, I mean, that whole scene and then blowing him up, and you know, he's all over the place. And then.
What about when he kills Grace Zabriskie? What is her? Miss Poole, the foster, like the social worker. She croaks on the photocopier. All those photocopies keep coming.
I do love when he.
I love it.
He's
like a cartoon.
Everybody he kills, he basically almost, you know, he's jumping on their back of their neck, and it looks like he's trying to bite them like a vampire.
I love it. Take a bite
out of that, man.
How much fun would that be?
That would be fun as hell, man.
Plus, there was a few scenes that were going to be in it. They ended up cutting, like the mom was going to be in it, like the court hearing. Chris Sarandon was going to reprise his role as Detective Norris, and
a couple things
like that. You know, we're gonna be in there, so that would have been cool. Because actually, as it stands, it's pretty damn short. It's not even an hour and a half long. It's pretty short. Oh, no, movie.
Yeah. 118, somewhere around yeah, there. Yeah,
like
total.
It's like a Disney movie.
Bronco Juggalo, I just dropped my Bride review, Queenie, shameless self-promotion. Going to have to check that out there, Bronco. And Bronco Juggalo, you're awesome. I would love your thoughts. He says to Queenie Todd. And hey, go sub to everybody in our chat, you guys. You guys all probably are already, but if you're coming here right now, again, on iTunes, this is a YouTube show too for anybody new over there. Mm-hmm. You could always pop on YouTube and search up the Late Late Horror Show and check out some of the people in the chat. Live yes. chat, you could always hit that live chat thing when you're re-watching and check out to see who was in the chat. And you can go sub to all these people too. And spread some love.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spread it like jelly.
So, yeah, I'd say I'd give this movie a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
I really enjoyed it.
I think they all got something off.
In my ranking, it's at number 3. So
a lot of people just like the first 3 the best. But, yeah, then you got Bride. And Bride's a whole different beast. But if you haven't seen the last 2,
yeah.
they're both on Netflix. I mean, yeah. Curse. And with Brad Dourif's daughter
I playing should it. See that.
I thought
that's on the bottom of a lot of lists, man.
I thought the most recent one had a lot of interesting ideas in it.
Hmm.
And plus, you know, like everybody comes back practically, yeah. you know? I mean, a lot of the characters come back. So,
okay.
You know what? I take any of these over, you know, some yeah. in other franchises, you know? I mean...
Hey,
you
know, the one
these
I
are
love,
all better than you know Halloween Resurrection.
It's a shame, right?
Yeah, they're all better than that.
It's a shame because my favorite character out of all the franchises is Pinhead.
Yeah,
but really only one is good,
and he's not even in it that
two,
much.
It maybe
when you watch the first Hellraiser, he's. Not
I,
even,
I enjoyed two somewhat also. Really,
he might
I mean,
be in the
did,
movie for
but,
15 minutes if you're lucky.
But my favorite franchise overall is The Nightmare on Elm Street, and that's one we need to somehow get going again. I mean, that one we definitely
you know,
need to get going again.
I think the first 3
stuff.
Are really, and New Nightmare are really good, and yeah. the others are just, you know, they're okay. You know, they just turned him into a little
CP, Willis
comical
Hedia,
character.
What's up?
And there's just something weird about them marketing toys and things of a child killer to kids.
Yeah.
That just says more about us than the movie.
Hey, but. I'm still baffled at the beginning of the movie that they were trying to still fix this doll that was burnt to a crisp in that explosion and everything.
I like that beginning scene. They're scraping it
no,
out.
No, it was cool. The montage of that going on was really cool. But why they were continuing with that is just, I don't know. It was crazy.
They had to know.
But anyways.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
There's the movie, yes. Very fun. Very, the Chucky character itself. Mm-hmm. Well, again, was throughout the whole movie. I mean, you know, again, they didn't beat around the bush, have him hiding here and there all the time. He was in.
When he was out and about, he was out and about.
Yes, he was always there, you know, 5 minutes
that
didn't go by without
stuff
seeing.
Like
yeah.
the first one.
Yeah, you know, so... So there's that. If you love Chucky, you know, you got that.
Chucky is fucky.
Will Scredia. Thank you, man. I want to give YouTube 30 cents for you to notice me. He gave me $1.99.
Woohoo!
I'll go buy a bag of chips with that. Okay. But no, yeah, yeah. So, but with the new movies coming out and stuff, I mean, what are your thoughts on the series that's coming out?
The new.
I mean, are you more.
Oh, the TVs?
Are
I'm
you
way
more,
more excited about the TV series
are you,
than
the remake?
I probably won't go to the theater to see the remake movie.
Well, I probably well,
But
see.
I will watch
I might
every
have
episode.
To. I might have to. But.
Of, but I mean, it's not. You know, yeah. this is a strange situation. It's happening. It doesn't happen with other movies when they reboot or remake.
Oh, right.
We're
the,
getting.
The dissection
at
of,
the same time, yeah. practically. Mm-hmm. We're getting a continuation of the original yeah. on TV, and then they're trying to reboot it. And it's probably not going to do that well. People might go see it, but it's probably going to end up getting forgotten because this has been established for so long.
You think the remake will get
well,
overlooked?
Well, I mean, the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, it's forgotten. Within, you know, the Rob Zombie Halloweens, they have their fans, but for the most part, they're forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. They haven't tried to remake Hellraiser yet. No, they made it with a different actor.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then they did a, you know, sort of like a reboot of Friday the 13th with that kind of like just that self-titled one.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, even though, in my opinion, it's pretty much the same as all the other ones.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, kids partying and,
oh,
and
really?
Getting killed.
Yeah.
people didn't like it for some reason.
No.
So, yeah, go figure that. So, you might as well just stick with the tried and true, I guess. And the most recent Halloween, whatever you and I may have thought about it, I know we weren't the biggest vocal fans of it.
Yeah.
But most people would rather have a continuation of that than a fresh, you know, rebooting of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, people will go see it to go see it. Or yeah, people who don't want to watch, you know, seven movies in a franchise that just go to watch this. But I think ultimately it'll probably be forgotten, and hopefully the TV show does well.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
I think more of us will be watching that.
I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I'm still, I'm a little excited to see what they're going to do with the movie. But
plus, you know, the original people are going to be involved.
If the actual remake is shit, I will come out, and you guys will definitely know.
Why don't you just say it now?
Well, I mean, I can to some point say that. That I think the remake, you guys know me. I mean, the whole idea and everything around
that. Get off my grass, you kids.
That AI thing is just, you know, not boding well with me. But everybody's, you know, I'm with you with giving it a chance. So
you don't have to.
I don't have to, but I'm there. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with it. Because it might be a cool concept. I mean, it really might.
Might be.
There's a lot of things you can do if you do it right. And that's what gets messed up all the time.
And the TV,
you know,
series might win an Emmy.
Yeah, right. Sci-Fi Channel. Come on. But no. Again, everybody shits on what... Who even the fans shit on Don Mancini for what he's made it. Okay?
Yes, he can make it what he wants.
Right, right.
But I think enough people like it still to...
But to continue the storyline in a way where it's an actual series, it may end up being a lot cooler than people are kind of like saying.
I mean, Ash versus Evil Dead, you know, even though it didn't have like a really good proper ending,
right?
Most fans loved it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was you know, it was like getting, I don't know, two or three extra Evil Dead movies that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
True, exactly. Reviews from The Beyond. So is the new Child's Play just going to be evil AI, or do you think it may introduce other elements to it?
We haven't heard, but all we kind of know is the AI aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could go anywhere. I mean, you know, we know what you guys know, so...
Hey.
But I don't think they're going to make it too close to the original, because then...
What's the point?
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can't do something...
Well, again, I'm going to wait and see what they do.
I'm not against all remakes, because there's a handful of them that I think are way better than the original.
With AI, I mean, you can go real deep, or you can go basic. Like, you're connected to Wi-Fi, so you can connect to any other,
that's probably,
you know, kind
how
of...
they'll destroy them in the end. They'll take them out to the fucking country where there's no Wi-Fi.
They'll take them where Sprint can't get us.
That's
you can't
right.
get a cell phone call.
You
know,
can you hear
network.
Me now? They'll shut down. They'll blow up a Wi-Fi tower.
Chucky and the
Sprint
network.
They'll blow up the Wi-Fi tower. They'll.
Eric, the Death Witch, what is up?
What's up, dude?
Chucky was sent back in time to kill John Connor. That joke has probably been made 100 times. Now, here's one more. Okay, here you go. Dino, is that a Rancor behind you? Yes, it is.
Look,
right
it
here.
Is.
There's my Rancor, people. Right there. Ah, the big one. The big one.
The big one.
Like, you know, like she says, the big one.
The big one.
I got the big one there, eh?
Yeah,
so pipe
I'll bet
size.
You, I'm going to call it now, man. They're gonna blow up some kind of Wi-Fi tower.
Think?
I don't know. Just, if I can just think of that on the cuff, that's probably, you know.
Well, I mean, I just threw that out there. I mean, a robot.
It's a good idea. If they don't, we should write it.
You could basically charge a robot, you know, Alice, you know, whatever other robots in the past, Space 1999 or Lost in Space.
I don't know. As soon as you get more techie, it just, there's more ways to get rid of it.
Okay. A doll, can you imagine just...
It just needs a couple of C batteries.
Can you imagine all the dolls, though? I mean, or robots, I'm sorry. All the robots, all the AIs. Okay. Can you imagine them, like, it didn't matter. Like, there wasn't one that stood out from the other ones. And, like, one... You know, Bluetooth-wise, being connected together. You know, one could activate, and say you're on the other side somewhere, you know, another one can activate, and he can pop from this to this to this to this.
It's sort of, you know, the idea that they were doing in Cult of Chucky, where, you know, now Chucky's soul or persona is being put in more than one place. So...
Is that what happened in that movie?
Sort of. You have to see for yourself. I don't want to spoil anything.
Robo-Chucky versus Puppet. Oh, boy.
Oh, Puppet.
Puppet Master.
The doll, take it.
Yeah, Puppet Master.
He'll blow up the Wi-Fi tower.
That would be interesting. A Chucky versus Puppet Master.
Chucky versus Puppet Master.
I don't know if you can make that work.
Hey, you know what? For years we wanted Charles Band to make his Puppet Wars movie, and we never even got that.
God damn it, I know. That I was tops on my list.
Puppet Wars. I mean, there were Puppet posters Wars. And everything. Mm-hmm. I would have loved Puppet Wars.
That was exciting.
Doll Man, Puppet Master, Demonic Toy, everybody. Yeah. Throw them all in there. A melee of puppets.
A melee of puppets?
Yes.
A melee. Okay, so, well, yeah. So you're not, you're more hyped for the series coming out and...
Who's not?
Not so much for the...
Take a poll, man. I bet anybody who's listening to us is probably more excited about the TV series than the new movie.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd rather have more...
What are you guys more excited about out there? Do a quick type in the chat. Are you more excited about the remake or the actual TV series?
Especially if we know that, you know... original creators, if Brad Dourif's going to be doing the voice, if the original actors from these last couple movies are coming, yeah, you know, to be part of it, then I don't see who wouldn't, you know?
Well, people are...
And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not on the edge of my seat, you know? I mean, right. The Chucky TV series is not currently my sole reason for existence.
Yeah. But
when it's
not.
On, I'll be watching it.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Bronco says the TV series. Just Me says remake. Hockey Major Prime. What is up, man? Hello there, Hockey. If I'm saying that. Yeah, H-A-K-I, Hockey. I'm going to guess that's what it is.
Maybe it's Hakey.
He says TV series. It could be Hakey, but I'm not sure. First time I've seen you in the chat. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell.
Come on.
Because if you don't, you'll never see us again.
Miss all our action.
Yeah. Because, you know, you get all these subs throughout the month, and you wonder where the hell they're at.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyways. Let's see. Jason, what is up? Bearded Slasher in the chat. What's up, Dino and Ted? Not much, just talking about I want Ash back, says the Death Twitch.
Well, it'd have been nice to have a really nice ending, not a screwed up ending like, you know, the end of Evil Dead 2 kind of ending.
Yeah.
Which... because that's sort of what happens. He's in the future, and he's, you know, stuck again in time.
Mm.
Which, okay, that's like Evil Dead 2, and that's all cool in Army of Darkness, and you know, that's all cool. Yeah. But it's not an ending. You know, it just says.
So it didn't end it proper.
Wasn't a proper ending. It was a, but it was an ending that fans get, I think, because this is, you know, maybe it's just kind of like, well, this is sort of Ash and his fight carries on and on and on and on.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether he wants it to or not.
Okay.
But no. I mean, that's, we have to read that into it, you know. I mean, it's not the end.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good, man.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, you know, this is our quick Red Rum episode. We're about ready to film.
Any more grand totals, TV series, or movie?
Let's see.
I think we had one for the movie, a couple for the show.
Damn, I'm getting good. Lots of laugh. Hello, horror hosts. Hello's horror hosts. Okay. Nothing.
Everyone's just saying, hey.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, you.
What's up, everybody? You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what we're going to do for our next Red Room episode, but we're also getting ready when we get done here. We're going to do, we're going to talk a little bit about the new Ari Lester teaser trailer that just came out, because we got a lot to say about it. We'll tease a little bit, being Wicker Man fans and the whole cult thing. Going
my
on
life on the Wicker Man
in the trailer. So we're about
and I
ready.
I do kind of like that genre of folk horror, especially the ones that were in the 70s.
Ted hasn't seen it yet. We're going to look
no,
at the
trailer. No, I haven't. I'm going to watch
we're
it.
We're not doing an actual trailer reaction, but we're going to watch the trailer off camera, and then we're going to talk about it on camera after. And I should have that up later tonight or tomorrow, whatever. Or I should get it up probably today if I want to be on top of things. But, yeah, it looks very, very good from the same person that brought you Hereditary. People are shitting on it a little bit here already. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk about that
We'll find out why.
We'll talk about that
might be hiking up my leg
here.
Along with you.
Yeah, in a few minutes here, and get that up later on tonight, hopefully. Might go up a little late, but we'll see if I can do it. But yeah, the Red Room episode 9. If you guys like listening to podcasts, go over to iTunes, wherever you find podcasts, and look up the Late Late Horror Show and subscribe, and you can listen to us when you go to bed. Or you can look at our faces and all my toys,
like hot
and stuff like that.
For your ears.
It is hot butter soul. I listen to us as I go to sleep at
smooth
night.
Smooth jazz.
It soothes my ears. But let me see real quick. The chat again. Is anyone else excited for the new Joe Bob series? There you go, mm-hmm. Ted. Yeah, midsummer, Samar, or something like that. But yeah, no. Yeah, so we'll get ready and go do that. I'd like to thank everybody for jumping in here and showing up in the chat.
What
and
a nice
being
little group
as,
here.
Yeah.
Look at that. See?
I wish we
were
go,
very popular.
Wish we would have gone longer, but, you know, we were going to do a commentary, but these Red Rum shows on iTunes and stuff are doing really well. So I think I'm going to stick to these formats. And that allows us to get a couple more, maybe shorter episodes out, like we're about to film, and get a little bit more content out for you. So, there you go. We do got a Patreon too, you guys. Okay? Let me throw this out there. I've got a Patreon, and I've got so much shit I want to do up there, but I'd like to get people coming in and join if you want. Even if it's just a buck, you'll get access to everything. We've got puppet stuff we're going to be doing. He's over there. I don't think he's in the frame and camera. But Bert Blunder. He'll be talking about some horror reviews and stuff like that. And some little skits and stuff like that. And Ted's got his sow.
Yes. He's at home resting.
He's resting, yeah, in a casket, right?
Building up his energy.
Yeah. So what's going on with you today?
Nothing.
Anything? No?
No. No. I'm just taking care of my...
Your mental patients?
My little people. And
your little people?
Coming home and cleaning slime out of my son's hair because my daughter put... She made
slime?
She made slime. You know how they make it out of that glue and crap and... She got it in his hair. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's my life.
Dave Maggot, I made a Patreon. I just got to think of tears. Cool, Dave Maggot. Hey, yeah, Dave Maggot, man. Great guy. Let's see, hockey.
Maggots
I do
are
want,
like rain.
I do want the remake to succeed only because I want this remake to revive series like Elm Street and Jason. Exactly. I think that's what our thoughts were.
I told you what they should have done with Freddy Krueger a long time ago. They should make a prequel movie about all the shit he did and just call it Fred Krueger. All right? No nightmare. Yeah. They can burn him at the end. You never see Freddy Krueger all burnt up.
I wouldn't mind a prequel.
Let's see how much of a badass this guy really was.
Again, and not mess it up like they did with Leatherface.
But, yeah, don't mess it up. They told you what he did. Now let's see the movie.
Yeah.
The court case, everything. Dude.
You don't think that's too deep, though? I mean, all that shit.
Oh, it'll be total psychological horror. It'll be...
If they do it right.
It'd be hardcore, man. It'd be like Silence of the Lambs, man.
You can get Jordan Peele to do it.
Whoever, man. Robert Englund would do this, man. A real dark...
I think Roger Englund would, too.
A dark psychological study.
Queenie Todd, my back is not having it with my shit today. Sorry, Queenie. Hopefully you feel better. Hugs to you.
Hope you got some Skalaxin. That's what I got.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No, much love
Maybe
to
she
you,
got better
Queenie.
Stuff.
And hopefully you feel, you're feeling much better soon. But, yeah, no. Again.
Back pain, no joke.
If anything, even with the Halloween, I'm glad that it actually did as well as it did. Just for the fact that all of this revival kind of stuff is coming up. And I just hope that they do some of these things right, you know. I gave Halloween a little bit of shit, but, I mean, it still was a great movie.
It was?
Yeah.
You still can't stomp on no guy's head and do that.
Well, you can go back and look at the shit we did for Halloween, but we had
fun with it.
Hey, that's what we do. We shits and giggles. You know
that's
what I mean? But Nightmare on Elm Street is what we frickin' want next, and I would love for somebody to. Well, you know what?
Yes, sir.
Who's they're trying to revive the I mean it's been in talks for a while the Hellraiser to get that going to Jordan Peele and stuff or no Blumhouse I'm sorry Jordan Peele he wants to do everything no Blumhouse does too but
yeah, no, but
if they do it right man I'd love to see Hellraiser and Pinhead and
hey,
the Cenobites
do it
really
like the book
get in a real movie yeah no
do
exactly
it like the book man
I hear
do
you.
Something completely crazy. Make it like the book.
Always make it like the book. It's when they start to interpret what's in that book and think of the
if you haven't read the Hellbound Heart, it's a completely different experience.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean,
I agree, man.
You know, Hellraiser is kind of like a hard movie to believe they actually made when they made it. You know, all that sadomasochism and leather and...
You said it was okay before, Dino. Now it's great. No, I didn't say...
They're calling you out.
No, right, Sean Urshan. I didn't say it was great. I said it was a good horror movie. I did misspeak right now. Halloween.
See, I never backtrack, man.
If I said great, I didn't mean great. I'm a little hopped up here right now.
I'm all hopped up.
It's a very good movie. But, you know, let's leave it at that. Let me see what's in the chat here again. Eric from the Death Twitch says, I want a female dream demon. That would be nice.
I married one.
Did you? Yeah. No, hey, we all got some great ideas, man, but it's just, you know, Hollywood just doesn't do it. The Bronco Knight, I sent you a message today. Okay, they're talking to each other. Halloween 2018 was great. I know, Bronco. You love this movie.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right that you loved that movie. Lots of people did.
Okay. Yeah. No more Halloween talk.
Why?
Okay.
We lose subscribers every time we talk about this movie.
I watched Hellfest and actually enjoyed it. Says Jason Bearded Slasher. Queenie says, hopped up on the magic sauce.
I'll give you some magic sauce.
There's not too many. What the hell? I haven't seen the Jordan Peele. I haven't seen Get Out. Us coming up looks really freaking good.
I don't know anything that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'll have to.
Do any of those have Hammer in the production titles?
No. And with that, you guys.
See, there you go.
We'll go out.
But
on
they
top
do have
here.
A new movie coming out. So
they do, huh?
Yeah. They put out like one every 5 years or something like that. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special occasion.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks everybody for coming again.
Yeah, it was nice.
Peace and love to you all. And we're going to film some other stuff.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.